Well, it's that time again on a Friday when AM Live presents another update from the cold face with Martin Creamer, publishing editor of Engineering News and Mining Weekly. Martin, good morning.
Morning, Caesar.
Treasure troves again this morning, because one has been found. Untouched gold has emerged from beneath the skirt of the forgotten old Agnes mine in Mpumalanga.
Yes, our oldest mine in South Africa, 127-year-old mine in Mpumalanga, and old-timers mined it, you know, many years ago, and then sort of went into a lull. It was bought recently by an auction. Two very astute South Africans. One is Peter Skeet. I mean, he's been around the block when it comes to gold mining. And he snapped up this asset. Mainly he wanted for the surface materials, but then started to examine this. And in reformulating your view of it, he's actually come up with a very valuable set of assets. And he's got 21 ore bodies there, virtually untouched, virtually virgin ore bodies, because of the way it was mined in the past and the way he's going to do it now. In the past, you know, people would be chasing high grade in very narrow stopes, very narrow veins, and the whole concept was one of being small. Now he's building big adits going into this compared to the tiny ones of the past, where he can take massive big trucks in. And okay. Instead of, you know, just looking at for high grade and chasing high grade, he's going for all the grades because there are sort of halo grades in terms of the mineralization. And so he's hoping to list on the Johannesburg Stock Exchange now on the second week in August. And he is raising funds as we speak. He's flying to London at the weekend. He possibly will go to the US. He's been around South Africa, 40 meetings. And he's raising something like between 250 million and 400 million to turn this mine back to account.
Brilliant. Well, we hear that mining giant Rio Tinto is planning a massive new iron ore mine in West Africa.
Yeah, you know, Rio Tinto admits that it's underinvested in Africa. It's been heavily invested in Australia. I think in the last 10 years, it's spent something like $38 billion in Australia. Now it's turning its attention towards Africa because it feels a big group, a global diversified miner must also have more investments in Africa. And it's looking to West Africa and Guinea in particular. And this is a massive big mine that it's planning. It's hoping for, you know, 70 million tons export of iron ore a year from the outset. And that time frame is between 3 and 5 years. Despite all the obstacles there, tremendous logistical obstacles, he has brought in a Chinese partner, Chinalco. And they are planning to, with the International Finance Corporation, build a 700-kilometer rail line to the coast.
Hello.
Also 20 kilometers of tunnel. This is not disturbing them. And a port, which is pretty shallow, so it's going to have to be dredged and rebuilt. And none of that is stopping their ambition to go ahead with the Simandou project in Guinea. And we've seen democratic elections in Guinea last week, so it's mitigating the political risk.
What about beneficiation, though? I mean, you know, are there any plans to do this?
You know, people throughout Africa, they're talking beneficiation. The Africans have woken up to this idea of adding value at home. And although the miners will want to just dig out the ore, put it on a train and get it to port and get it to market, the governments will say to them, hey, hang on now, you know, what are you going to do with this locally? And we find that same common voice coming throughout Africa.
Good. Africa is the region that is growing fastest out of the global recession.
You know, that's quite a shock. You know, it's like it's the great time to market Africa. It's the African development. We've come out of the World Cup. But also, there are very real statistics that you can look at to show that Africa has had a V-shaped recovery out of the recession. And, you know, they're talking about in 2010, the economic growth rate in collective Africa will be 4.5%, going to 5.5% in 2011, and then back to its level of 6% by 2012. That was the pre-meltdown level. And the fastest growing area, it seems, is East Africa. You know, that's the Ethiopia, the Rwanda, and the Tanzania. And the slowest, unfortunately, is Southern Africa, plus a few Francophone states. But the thing is to look at Africa as a whole, where it'll have 1.1 billion working age people by 2040. That is more than China will have, more than India will have, which is quite an astounding statistic. And it's not only the African Development Bank, which is raising its voice about the bullishness people should have towards Africa, but it's also some very astute analysts. You know, McKinsey has put out a report which is very bullish about Africa, you know, and saying that today the rate of return on foreign investment in Africa is higher than any other developing region. That's McKinsey. I mean, they do their sums very, very carefully. And they also give you some hard statistics, like since 2000, 316 million Africans have signed up for mobile phones. That's more than the total population of the United States.
Unbelievable.
And if you look at the GDP, the collective GDP of Africa, you know, in 2008, that was $1.6 trillion. That is roughly equal to Brazil or Russia. You know, you're looking, so we're starting collectively to be able to flex our muscles. Correct. And collectively, we also, in 2009, the collective economy rose through the global recession by 1.4%.
As usual, very thankful. Martin Creamer is publishing editor of Engineering News and Mining Weekly. And as long as I'm here, he will be back at the coalface at the same time next Friday.
Thanks, Caesar.
Thank you, Martin.